Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style. At Maurice's, we're here to help you show up feeling your best, no matter what's on your calendar. Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got style that fits your life and your budget. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building
a life. For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Let's go!
Presented by Finley Roofing.
On Sports Radio 92.9, The Game. It's time for Around the Yard with your Atlanta Braves on Dukes and Bell. Brought to you by Zero Res. Book an appointment today with Zero Res, Atlanta's best carpet cleaning service. And by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to MarkSpain.com and get a guaranteed offer on your home today.
He gets greeted rudely by Ronald Acuna Jr. It is gone!
Sports Radio 92.9, The Game.
All right, guys, as we wind down the season, a quick update on our Braves with Grant McCauley. And Grant, today the Braves win. They're in a series with the Nationals. I guess Matt Olson is the story, huh?
Yeah, I would say so. I mean, I was looking over the weekend when I did From the Diamond and just kind of wondering as we get this last couple of weeks, what are guys' lines going to look like at the end of the year? How do you kind of evaluate what was a good season, a down season, somewhere in the middle, which is the case, I think, for various guys. And I was just looking at it thinking, man, Matt Olson is going to have a tough time getting the 30 homers, and all he's done is homer in four straight games. So I think he's looking good, swinging the bat well. He's tied with Freddie Freeman for the most doubles in the National League now, so that's a whole nother, I think, I don't know if it's a conversation worth having, but just kind of verification that Matt's having a good year, and I think he's in line for a gold glove. So all things considered, I know this has been a season where we've been kind of looking for the bright spots where you can find them, and most of the time that bright spot's been named Drake Baldwin, but I do think that Olson's season overall, especially the consistency he's shown, especially over the second half, is something to build upon going into the offseason, of course, into next year.
Grant, I know we haven't had a chance to talk in a while with so much football going down, but and we'll talk more about Dabo's meltdown at a Clemson press conference coming up here, so stay tuned for that, and more on the Falcons and the kicking game. But just real quick, we've not seen – I can't remember a Ronald Acuna slump like this in, like, forever. And whether it's OPS or average, just everything's just kind of gone south the last month and a half.
Yeah, like he had never really had one in terms of hitless streak like the one that he broke up on the recent homestand. I think it was an 0-for-23, if I remember right. Maybe more than that, a couple more. But either way, that's not the Ronald Acuna Jr. that we're accustomed to seeing. I mean, even when he's in one of his colder stretches, he always seems to find a way to get on base, to wreak a little bit of havoc there, to do some other things. And it just felt like he had kind of reached the bottom, if you will, as far as the slump was concerned. But starting to swing back the other direction, homered last night. That, of course, is a welcome sight. A couple of more hits today in game one of the doubleheader. So, you know, he's got this next, 11, 12 games, whatever it is now, over the final 2 weeks to maybe end his season on a bright note. And I think the most important thing, and I know we've talked a lot about Ronald Acuna Jr. and his health and his future, is that he gets into the offseason, has a normal winter, and comes back to spring training primed to be, I think, the player everybody, including Ronald Acuna Jr., expects to see.
What's your projection on Profar? I mean, for what you've seen, I mean, I think we all believe, okay, he can do this and at a high level in which we, you know, went out and paid the money to get him. Obviously, the 80 games didn't hurt. But, like, as you project, well, what do you see? Is he going to come back and have a 30-home run kind of year next year? Do you feel that way?
I don't know if it's that in terms of the power, but I think we've seen, and it's a large sample size now. I mean, we're talking about basically the last month and a half going on 2 months in a leadoff spot, that he is a useful hitter who does work counts, who does have power, and that maybe, you know, expecting that, hey, that 80-game suspension just means that last year was ill-gotten gains and he's not able to do that stuff, that doesn't seem to be the case at all. I think he's a he's a net positive in the lineup because of his versatility, switch hitting, and like I said, working at bats and all those things. I don't foresee him being the leadoff hitter next year, but I always kind of thought, well, when he went out and got Profar, doesn't he profile as a really ideal number two hitter?
Right.
Then maybe it allows you to slide Matt Olson down into the three spot. Maybe Austin Riley's a cleanup guy, or maybe you flip-flop those guys, however it, you know, shakes out. But useful hitter with 20-plus homer power and the ability to draw walks, those are hard to find, and hopefully Profar is able to do that without having to miss half the year in any of the two seasons remaining on his deal.
Talking to our man, G-Mac, Grant McCauley. By the way, he's part of the Falcons broadcast coming up as well this weekend here on the WadeFord.com hotline. All right, Grant, is Snicker coming back?
That's a great question, and I don't know that we have the answer to it. And I thought on this last homestand we were going to get some kind of indication. Alex Anthopoulos was asked about it. I was there. He basically deferred to Brian Snicker and said, look, it's not for me to say. It's for him. These are conversations we'll definitely have this winter. But we haven't made a decision, and I'm certainly not going to pressure him to announce his retirement. It was basically the too long didn't read version of that. Then when we asked Snit about it, it just sounded like he's still in that process of wanting to make the decision about managing versus just being back in some capacity for year number 50. There's no question he's going to be in the organization. It's just, are the Braves focused on making that change, and is Brian Snitker ready to kind of step out of that role into something different? It's not up to Brian Snicker 100%. Obviously, it's the Braves' call, and the discussions that they're going to have, I think, are going to happen pretty quick after the offseason. I just kind of got the feeling that if he was truly going to step away, that we'd know by now, and now I'm just kind of starting to wonder if, like he said, if there's not a little bit of unfinished business in not wanting to go out of his managerial kind of active coaching role career on the kind of season that the Braves had this season.
All right, Grant, they continue this series against the Nationals. One last thing for me before we let you go. Strider, what do you think? Looking like Strider?
I think he is, and I think he's making the progress that he needs to make, and that was important. This last outing, I believe, the 8 strikeouts across the 6 innings at home, that was a good one to see because the strikeouts really hadn't been there. It was the previous 4 starts in the month of August. He had 8 strikeouts across 4 starts. That was not Spencer Strider. Then he really bounced back. It was against the Chicago Cubs, that particular start that I'm talking about. I think just like we've talked about with Ronald Acuña Jr., Spencer Strider's in that category where when you have a major injury that costs you a lot of time and you come back in the next season and you don't maybe feel like yourself yet, this winter is going to be big for him to strength train, to build himself up. I still think he'll add a little bit of velocity, but it's finding the ways to refine his pitch mix and do the things that he needs to get back to being that Spencer Strider from a couple of years ago. He's capable of doing it, and I think we're primed to see a little bit more of the, if you want to call it vintage Strider, it's not like he's that far along in his career, but looking a little bit more like the guy we expect to see.
All right, Grant, great stuff, man. We'll talk to you at the end of the week and see where this is, and certainly as we wind down, we're watching progress, as you said. That's kind of where we're at with the Braves. Good win today, though, against the Nationals. Appreciate you, Grant.
Thanks, guys.
Good stuff. I feel like they're saying this because this is another reason why Ku's still here. This is why they haven't released Ku. I mean, like, if you feel like that's the answer, they're saying, wait a minute, we're not sure yet if we're going to do that. This was the right decision for this week, and I agree. I think it's the right decision for next week. But if you do that, Mike, now you might be limiting yourself to how this ultimately ends with Parker Romo. So just from a personnel standpoint and roster management is what they're looking at. It has nothing to do with whether we think he's the better kicker right now.
Right, because, I mean, I think a lot of Falcon fans, we talked about what happened with the 49ers when their kicker couldn't get the job done. Adios, because they were already dealing with some issues with him from the previous season, as we are and have with Ku. And I had it's funny because we talk about the audience, and I get it. We get everybody who's cold-hearted like I am. It's about wins and losses, and I don't give a crap about your feelings. Blank your feelings about Ku. I'm sorry. I'll find another kicker. Now, granted, some teams have been hamstrung by the kicker situation. Pardon the pun, hamstrung. But you get the idea.
Yes, yes, yes.
But, I mean, but you've shown the inability to do your job.
No mercy from you.
I just don't care. These guys are good. Ku won us. Yes, he won us some big games that resulted in no trips to the playoffs.
That's true.
I mean, yeah, I mean, when Ku hit that game winner to send us to the Super Bowl, oh, that never freaking happened.
No.
You know, I mean, it's if anything, Ku is just another extension of how inept our offense was over the years when you and I would say,
kick it
over the 50, like we used to with Matt Bryant.
Well, we could score.
Right. So if Parker, look, here's the deal. You got an audition indoors where he did kick last year. He made it. He made all his kicks. Now it's outdoors. It's not like it's going to be a tsunami. I think weather looks to be pretty beautiful up in Charlotte. But if we get Parker Romo to hit all his kicks outdoors, then what more do you need to see? Right?
Yeah. Make the switch.
Am I wrong? Am I wrong?
No, no, you're not. I just think this is insurance, what they're doing right now.
I'm telling what you say about the roster. By the way, the Big Lebowski's been on like HBO like 70 times this week.
You're just showing it.
Every time I get John Goodman, am I wrong?
Can I ask you something,
man,
too?
Come on. I had a rough night, and I hate the Eagles, man.
Why is it that I continue to put, and this is real talk, why I continue to pay for HBO and they continue to show movies that I've seen 8 million times?
All right. If my wife is listening, say it again.
I'm paying for HBO and we've seen this movie 8 million times. Like, I'm looking for new releases.
Right.
I haven't seen. And by the way, HBO doesn't have a signature show anymore.
Right.
Game of Thrones has been done.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Big moments or small moments? They all deserve great style. At Maurice's, we're here to help you show up feeling your best, no matter what's on your calendar. Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got style that fits your life and your budget. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
Oh, hey, love your shoes. If you're hearing this is your sign to try those on. Trust us, you can totally pull them off. In fact, try on every shoe here if you want. We won't stop you. In our house, you've got unlimited freedom to play. And hey, fall is the perfect season to do, wear, be whatever you want. And with tons of shoes that get you at prices that get your budget, we'll give you something to brag about. So go ahead, try them on. Let us surprise you.
Okay, where's the next signature show?
Why am I paying
for HBO?
We got to cut the cord. And my wife's like, no, the internet's not reliable. And literally, over the weekend, I was watching that Giants-Cowboys game, the back and forth, and Russell Wilson drops back to pass, and then, boom, it's gone.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide. Rules and restrictions apply.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.